Guys, it's Phil Henry here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, and a very, very pleasant good day to you wherever you are. So here in California, the last, 24 to 48 hours, we've had storm conditions. Somebody has something called a bomb cyclone. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is joining us, and Jay is a citizens group. We have to say you're not an official police agency. I know you kind of chafe at that a little bit, right?
Well, it's funny the way we've laid our lives on the line. We've gone into some pretty dangerous situations, and
Jay, it has to be said you yourself have said you backed away when things got too hairy.
And I wasn't finished talking. Thank you very much, General. We backed away when it got hairy during COVID. And we didn't know it was getting a little hairy, and I didn't want to all of a sudden have some disease. But I'm talking about out there on the mean streets. We have done three-step takedowns.
So I'll go ahead and accept what you're saying.
No, wait a minute. Wait, we've done three-step takedowns where we kneel down behind a guy, and then the third or the second sub-commander pushes the guy over the top of the guy.
That's something we used to do in the schoolyard. The point that we're trying to make here, Jay, is that you have not been involved in a lot of confrontational...
Yes, we have.
Well, I say that they have because of the Peep Tom thing.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ms. Gray. The Peep Tom, yeah.
Yeah, right, when you're sticking a camera in bedroom windows.
Okay, Mr. Andy, do you...
Let's get off this kick, okay? Jay is our security consultant. No, I understand that, but when he talks about confronting dangerous situations...
Look, when we did Operation Peep Tom, we want to keep women safe. One of the ways you keep women safe is, yeah, you're right, I got to make the hard call. I got to make a hard call. It's a tough call for me to make. Do I tell Sub-Commander Wisdom to put the camera in the window and go ahead and videotape a lady's... who's got no underwear on or whatever she's doing. Yes, it's hard to do.
Jay, you're just making it worse here.
No, what? What are you talking about?
Jay, let's talk about the bomb cyclone and not about Operation Peep Tom.
No, I want to make it... I want one thing clear and I'll move on. We were doing that to protect women from what we call the Peep Tom or Operation Peep Tom. And we had the Peep Tom cam. We had it going on. And we had a husband come out of the house... And he hit me. It was a Sunday punch. I didn't see it coming. I was talking to the guy, and all of a sudden, he uppercuts me in the chin. And I'm like, and I'm sitting here trying to save. I'm trying to protect your wife. Yes, I was videotaping her as she was taking her underwear off or whatever she was doing. But we're doing that to let you know there's a Peep Tom.
So let me get this straight. You were going to bring to that husband the videotape you had just taken of his wife pulling her pants off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now it sounds... Okay.
All right, Jay, let's just say it's not the smartest thing.
Yeah, you said yourself that you're getting out of the Peep Tom business.
I never said I was getting out of the Peep Tom business.
Wait a minute, guys. What do you got?
Hold on for a minute. 55 to 2? 55 to 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, General, you know something? I got something to do here, so you just hold... Just why don't you go ahead and pull your shorts up and zip up. 25...
Whatever that means.
2553. Hello? Hello?
Fuck. Can you watch the language?
I'm sorry. So, Operation Peep Tom was successful from the standpoint that we made a few homeowners aware of the fact that I had a camera in the window and I'm looking at their wives going to the bathroom. Okay?
And how is that a good thing?
It lets the husband know.
All right, Jay, let's just say that you did a good thing. Now we're moving on to something else. This is weather. It's a dangerous situation. What were you guys doing today to help people in Southern California? This bomb, first of all, describe what a bomb cyclone is.
Well, Phil, a bomb cyclone.
Got it right here. Here's a...
I want Jay to say it.
I'm doing it, okay?
Sorry, but I had it.
We've got it right here. We pulled it off the internet. I understand that. I want Jay to tell me.
Me?
Go ahead.
All right, the bomb cyclone... You know what I'm...
Come on, Jay. Jay, go ahead.
A bomb cyclone is it's a cyclone. It's a swirling cyclone. If you've ever seen it on what they call a Doppler radar.
Doppler radar.
And you see it swirling and swirling and swirling. And as it swirls around, the tail end of that thing is what's got a lot of the power. And what's been hitting you, Phil, in the Ventura and Santa Barbara areas north of Los Angeles County... is that tail end of that bomb cyclone is whipping right across Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. And yes, it's a lot of rain, wind gusts from anywhere from 70 to 50 miles an hour, or I guess I said that right, 50 to 70 miles an hour. And
has there been much damage, Jay? I think we want to know.
Right now, that's really not for me. I'm not out there assessing damage, General, okay? Okay, I don't work for some insurance company. I'm not going, okay, let me see. You need a new roof. No, I'm out there seeing lives, okay?
Yeah, all right. I know you're saving lives. I just wonder what you're seeing out there.
What we're seeing, we're not seeing a lot, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. When it got extra hairy around 3 a.m. this morning...
What do you mean by extra hairy? Now, here we go, Phil. This is what I'm talking about. Wait a minute. What do you mean by extra hairy?
Hey, General, I'm out there 8 days a week, okay? So
you're out there... What do you mean 8 days a week?
I mean, I'm out there 7 days a week. I was thinking of a Beatles song. I'm out there 7 days a week, okay? Try to save lives.
But it's a volunteer job. Okay, never mind.
You know, Phil, I got way better things to do, okay? I need to get out here. Because right now, as you know, Phil, we're involved in Operation Two-Tone Shoes, where we put on our two-tone shoes and people see them and know that we're on a job.
Okay, General.
I'm sorry I interrupted.
Please, Jay, I'd like you to continue to tell us about what you've been witnessing out there and so forth.
All right, but just remember, we got Operation Two-Tone.
You got Operation, those are two-tone shoes you're wearing.
That's right. That's what it means. Jesus, I got a guy over here.
Okay, Jay, talk to me.
Right, so Operation Two-Tone Shoes is where we go out and put on two-tone shoes. So when you see us wearing the saddle shoes, black and white or brown, we got one two-tone shoe that's kind of like a brown. It's like my wife called it, excuse my language, she called it doo-doo brown or dung brown.
Shit brown.
Watch it, bud.
Well, I was going to put it that way.
Thank you.
But, yeah.
Watch it, bud.
Sorry.
Yeah, so Operation Two-Tone is where we go out wearing two-tone shoes. When you see us in our yellow rain slickers, pith helmet, Bermuda shorts, and two-tone saddle shoes...
People will laugh.
You...
I'm sorry, Jay, but just the image of that made me chuckle a little bit.
Like I said, Mr. Henry, I got to get out on the streets. I'm out on the mean streets, okay?
Well, you are not out there right now because, as you mentioned, it was getting a little hairy.
Let me back up. First of all, it's very funny. I come on your program expecting to get some support from you, and what do? You lift a leg to me. And I find that's very hurtful, Mr. Henry.
Right, Jay, listen, you're out there. You got on the two-tone shoes to let people know to be very careful in the high winds and the rain. You got on your yellow rain slickers. Now, as I recall, you use those yellow rain slickers. You move through the crowd. Is that it?
That's correct. That's what we call move out and a fan out. When we fan out in our yellow rain slickers, and you're looking at from an aerial shot, I got to tell you, it's very, very impressive to just see all of a sudden this wave of yellow, as it moves through a crowd, and we're everywhere. And all of a sudden, you see people sitting there eating popsicles, talking to each other. All of a sudden, this wave of yellow rain slickers move in. That's what we call a fan out. And that's to let people know that...
What is that for?
I was just going to tell...
He's saying, Margaret.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's to let people know that we're there. We're there, and we're present.
Are you doing Operation Fan Out now, or are you just wearing two-tone shoes, or what?
This is what I was trying to tell Mr. Henry. This particular storm, this bomb cyclone... It's got gusts of 70 miles an hour. That's hurricane force winds. Okay? So, you know, we make a judgment call. It's my call. It's my call. I don't want any of my subcommanders being bothered. I don't want people sending dirty, you know, notes, sending in dirty pictures and stuff. And
why would they be sending in dirty pictures?
I just don't want my subcommanders bothered by a decision that I made. It's my call.
All right, what is the call? You're not going out?
Hold on for a minute. I didn't say that. It's hairy. It's a little bit hairy.
Yeah, but when you say it's hairy, it means you're not going out.
Wait a minute. I didn't say that. I'm saying I didn't anticipate coming on here and having to argue with you, General.
Yeah, but when you say it's a fan out and it's a two-tone, you're out there. But you said it's a fan out on two-tone, but yeah, but wait a minute, this different.
It is slightly different, Dick, but you want to know why? 70-mile-per-hour winds.
Well, Jay...
70-mile-per-hour winds. You understand I can pick a man up and slam him against a building. And I'm going to go out there in a 70-mile-per-hour wind gust, and I'm trying to help someone out of the floodwater, or I'm lifting up someone and trying to put them in a car. Next thing you know, I've been picked up, and I've been thrown. I'm up in a thrown clear across town. I don't know. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to be as judicious as we possibly can. We're trying to be as smart as we possibly can. And I looked outside, and it was pretty, and it just was a little bit hairy. So I went back into the kitchen. My wife was there. She made me some of that manhandler soup. I don't know if you've ever heard the commercial, Mr. Andy, how do you handle hungry man, the manhandler. And I love that kind of soup.
Yeah, and you are a hungry man, huh? The manhandler, as you sit in your kitchen while people are out there who need you.
General, there comes a point in the life and times of every emergency responder that you've got to look out for yourself first. There's no first responder, no emergency responder out there that's going to put his life on the line. No way is he going to put his life on the line.
And could you learn how to say the letter L, please?
I did. I was doing good until right then. But I'm getting agitated here by General Shaw, who once again is intimating that I'm a coward.
I'm not saying you're a coward, Jay. I'm saying that if you're a first responder, this seems to be the perfect situation with this bomb cyclone. It's the only thing I'm saying.
Yes, it would be. It would be if we did not have, as I said to Ms. Gray...
I know, 70-mile-per-hour hurricane-force winds.
What's her problem?
That's what you were doing. That's what you're saying. You say it's 70-mile-per-hour hurricane force.
It is. Yes, it is. But I didn't sing it out like a female or something.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
All right, Jay. Thank you very much. So you guys are not going out in the middle of this. Who are the people relying? I guess they're relying on county and the actually official people.
Yeah, there's official rescuers are going to be out there because Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, they don't have it. They don't have what it takes. They don't have what it takes.
We don't have what it takes. Oh, boy. You know something? We have been out there 7 days a week.
I thought it was eight.
7 days a week. Helping motorists in floodwaters, helping motorists in high winds, trying direct traffic, doing cone drops, doing flare drops. We cone people out, You know about that, Mr. Ernie?
I know all about the stuff you've done. Yeah, you've done the cone out, the flare drops. You've been, what is it? What do you do that? Yeah, what do you do the cone in for?
It's to slow traffic down. Well, you guys... This is why I debate coming on your program.
Well, you're not the first one. We got a lot of people who say that these days. I debated whether I wanted to come on your show.
Well, maybe it's something you need to change, Mr. Henry, because what you're doing ain't getting it done, baby. Okay?
All right, whatever you say, Jay.
God, Mr. Henry, you sound like you got emphysema or something like that.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. When will you guys be out and about when it isn't too hairy?
When the wind calms down... And if floodwaters recede, and it's safe for us to go somewhere. I would love to get out on the beaches. Love to go out on a beach out near where you live, Phil, and get out on the beaches and see what we got, see what's the situation out there, you know, what it looks like. Because I got Sub-Commander Lindell out there. As a matter of fact, here, let me just... Sub-Commander Lindell, come in.
Lindell.
Sub-Commander, you out on, where, Redondo Beach?
Roger.
What do you see?
Well, right now I'm parked in my car with a hot coffee. I just got a hot coffee.
You're in your car?
Correct, that's right.
Well, do you see anybody out on the beach? Is there anyone that needs help in their surf?
When I get done, got it.
Never mind, okay.
I mean, I was trying.
That sounds like you got a very disorganized effort out there.
No, that's not the case at all, Phil. I'm going to get out. But you know what? I can't ask my sub-commanders to go out onto those beaches and go out on when the waves are 12 to 22 feet. Okay?
I understand the surface. It's rough.
That's right. So I put a sub-commander out on that beach, and all of a sudden a 22-foot wave comes in and slams down on the beach and slams down on that sub-commander. And the last thing I hear from him is, I'm going in. And I'll never forget Sub-Commander Boone back around, I think it was around 2002, where we had very terrible flood waters down in the South Bay. And he got swept out. He was in a car, in a parked car. He opened the door to throw a cigarette butt out. The wind and the rain came in and swept him away. The last thing I heard was, "This sub." And the last thing I heard was, Sub-Commander Boone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?" And the last thing I heard him say was, "I'm going in, and there ain't no stopping me." And he said, "And God bless everyone. God bless you all." And I just heard, something like that. I don't know.
Did he die?
Did who die?
Did this Sub-Commander Boone die? You're making it sound as if it was fatal.
He didn't die, no, okay? He walked down to the corner and used the payphone.
What do you mean he walked down the corner? I thought you said he got swept out.
He did get swept out. He got swept out, and then he finally got on his feet.
And he used a payphone.
Yeah, this is before he had a cell phone. This is back 2002. I mean, there was cell phones, but he didn't have one on him at the time. That's before we got cell phones for all citizens, auxiliary police, sub-commanders. You know,
and this guy was okay.
He said it. The last I heard him say was, "I'm going in. God bless you. Thank you. It's been a good life." But then he was able to find his footing, and he walked down a payphone,
and called you from there.
You know, am I talking to myself here or something?
Jay, you're not talking to yourself, but these stories you're telling, it doesn't sound like the guy's life. However, I will say this.
His life was threatened, and it was in jeopardy, at least for the few seconds that he thought it was.
Jesus, Ace, man.
All right, look at man, we know you're busy, and...
I'm not busy now. The cyclone bomb hit just about, a few hours ago.
All right, well, so it's not that hairy.
Mr. Henry, this is what you did. So it's not that hairy. It's not that hairy right now. It's not that hairy right now. I say again, it's not that...
That guy, I'm telling you...
Why do you keep having him on?
Because he's got some information for us when it comes to emergency services, but that, did somebody around here tell him he's funny?
I thought he's funny at one time. He made a couple of jokes, and it was very relaxing.
Oh, it was very relaxing, huh?
Yeah. He relaxed me with some jokes.
What do you mean he relaxed you? What do you mean he relaxed you with some jokes?
Oh, my God, mister. And you're all looking at me like, what do you think? He's like my boyfriend or something?
No, bud. We're asking, what was this episode or incident where he relaxed you with jokes?
I don't know. He's on a show one time, and you were angry about something. Mr. Henry was sitting here, and he just said, "Yeah, look at Mr. Henry. He's walking around like he's got a cob stuck up there." And I laughed at it.
Jay Santos said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Of all the cats in the world to be talking about who's got a cob wedged, this guy. We'll be back with David G. What's the story with David Hall?
David Hall wants to come on, and he's not happy with the fact that you're doing cameos. Yeah, this is a... Now, the cameo is what, Phil?
A cameo... He really wants to talk about that, huh?
Yeah, he does.
He does, yes.
Cameos are... they're film. They're not film. They're videos that you do wishing people happy birthday, saying hello to people. People request them, okay?
And you got people requesting you to do these.
Yeah, occasionally.
Well, David...
We'll be right back with David G. Hall on whatever problem he's got with me doing cameo. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, everybody, it's David G. Hall. I'll be talking to Phil in just a moment. But I don't want you to let my critique of Phil and his method and some of the really weird things that he does affect your need and your desire and your eventual purchase of a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website, because I can tell you it's worth it. It's worth it. They're the 50...
Take two.
Hi, this is David G. Hall. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's worth every penny. Under $10 a month for a month, under $7 a month for the entire year averaged out, and you've got 55,000-plus hours of great radio material, great digital material,
Take three.
Hi, this is Dave.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Greatest value online. Other than porn. There.
Yeah, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California. It's Mr. Henry. Thank you very much, bud, and welcome back to our program. We have David G. Hall. David Hall is, of course, the vice president of syndication for our show. At one time, David was my boss, and now you work for the company, David. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it. Sure, I work for the company. Well, yeah, you and I are partners, I think is a better way of putting it.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So the reason why I came on here, and I'm driving right now while I'm talking.
Is it safe to be driving, David?
Yeah, it's if the rain stopped, and I'm on my way back to the office right now. All I got is, I got Daphne here. We just stopped for donuts. Just give me one of the chocolate ones. Give me a chocolate one. So I found out, and I didn't know this, I found out yesterday you're doing Cameo?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think that's wise?
Do I think it's wise to do Cameo? First of all, let's explain Cameos.
I thought I heard you do it just before the break.
Well, it's not, I don't think we did it 100%. Cameo is a company Cameo is a company basically that takes videos that you might make as a performer or an entertainer for a requested by a listener or requested by a fan. Like I'm on Cameo, and fans will sometimes ask me to do Cameo announcements for birthdays. They'll ask me to do a Cameo congratulations on a promotion.
Yeah, so sometimes it's just to say hello to somebody, you know, hey, say hi to so-and-so, he likes your show.
Yeah, stuff like that. And
you do these.
Yeah, I do them.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, that's it. And
and you charge a price.
Yes, it costs a price.
Okay, I don't want to know how much it is.
Well, never mind, Bud, okay?
Bud, shut up.
Okay, fine.
So the reason why I want to hold on for a minute. Yeah, give me that hot chocolate. I want that.
So you're driving, and it's windy, and it's rainy, and you're having a donut, and you're having hot chocolate.
It's not rainy and windy right now, Phil. It's calmed down quite a bit, okay?
All right.
So the idea that you're doing these cameos, you don't think it cheapens you or...
How does it cheapen me?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm not a big fan of these. I think it makes you kind of a cheap... Let me say this, Phil. I understand you want to stay in touch with fans. I think it's nice if they say, hey, Phil, would you say happy birthday to my mother? But you charge money for that.
That's correct, yeah.
See, to me, that sounds like you're rolling around in the mud a little bit. It sounds like you're a little... I don't want to use the W word.
Well, the W word is whore.
Well, how am I wrong?
How are you wrong? This is a company. I had no idea these guys existed. This is a company that canvassed or, asked so-called celebrities or personalities or people that had a fan base, would you like to use our platform to interact with your fans and...
I know. Wish them a happy birthday.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, wish them a happy birthday or whatever it is that they want for a price.
That's the part that really, I think, creeps me out a little bit because... You should be giving this away, you know. You should ask it for money. It sounds like you need the money or something, you know.
Well, you think so, huh? I kind of agree with David. It sounds as if you're a little bit of a cheap creep.
What about that, son?
No, I don't think I'm a cheap creep. If somebody wants a personalized message from me.
Look, Phil, did you charge or do you charge for autographs?
No, I do not.
You know that some people do.
Right. Do you call them up and give them a hard time?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, that's a whole different thing.
That's just like Bud said. That's a whole different thing.
Why is that a whole different thing? There are conventions where people sit and sign their autograph for big money.
I understand that, and I'm not a big fan of that either. But when you sit in front of a camera and you go, hi, Bill, or hi, Bob, happy birthday or happy promotion, this is Phil Henry, and thanks very much, and oh yeah, that'll cost you, you know, what are you charging?
I'm not going to say what I charge. People can go look for themselves if they want.
All right, well, I'll go look at it.
I can look it up now.
Wait a minute. Bud, shut up. Back off.
Why don't you want people to know, Phil?
I just, you know, that's not a part. You know, if I knew that this was going to be a big, long expose on Cameo, I wouldn't have had you on.
I'm just trying to save you, Phil, from the embarrassment of looking like some kind of a cheap creep. You look like some guy to stand on a street corner asking for nickels and dimes.
Like Ted Bell during the pandemic, huh?
Yeah, if you want to put a name on it, yeah, like Ted Bell dancing, doffing his derby on a bicycle built for two, whatever he did. Oh, my God, man.
And you think that's what I look like?
I don't know. I mean, I just think that for a talent that I'm associated with, that I'm in business with, the Phil Henry Show, one of the most unique presentations, I think, in all of media, and you're out there on a street corner going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, I don't know.
Yeah, so you're out on a street corner tap dancing with a monkey.
Not exactly. Like you're tap dancing with a monkey.
No. No, it isn't.
Uh-huh. You were laughing.
Yeah, I was laughing because that's an asinine comparison. No, it's not like that at all. Hey, you want to know the people that have done these cameos and do cameos? The biggest names in the damn business.
Like who?
Name it, man. I mean, there's cats out there, the big actors, the big name actors are all doing them.
But like who? Like Brad Pitt?
I don't know who they are, man, but there's guys way, way more popular and famous than me that are doing them. All kinds of actors that you've heard of, all kinds of people, personalities of all kinds.
And are they probably charge more money than you do, huh?
I don't know. I'm not about to go and look. I'm just telling you that this is the fact. And not that she's a big name, but I got a buddy of mine as a gag. Somebody sent him one from Sarah Palin.
Who?
Sarah Palin. You remember she was the...
The governor of Alaska.
Yeah, she sent one to Don Oler. She goes, yeah, Don, this is Sarah Palin and everything, right?
I'll do it, bud.
Well, what did she say?
She said, hey, Don, happy birthday. It's Sarah Palin here from Alaska. Too bad you live in California. That place is, you know, she ran California down a little bit. And she, you know.
Well, how long did it go on for?
It was like a minute.
Of Sarah Palin talking to your buddy Don, wishing him a happy birthday.
Exactly, yeah.
And she was running California down.
Yeah, I mean, because her brand is conservative politician.
And so she has to bag on California.
I guess. I think that's what it was.
Well, what do you want to be identified with that kind of stuff for?
I'm not doing that kind of stuff, man. All right, David, I've made up my mind. I'm on Cameo. If people want to look me up there, they can.
Oh, look at this. You know.
Well, I told you, you did. It's going to be one big plug.
Hey, David, that's a good point. You coming on and bitching about Cameo just gave him a big plug.
Oh, my ass.
Well, you did. Okay. So, hey, folks, look me up on Cameo.
There you go. Right there, folks. You just saw Phil Henry. Hey, everybody. I could really use the money.
No, I never said that.
Hey, folks. I'll say happy birthday to your mom or your dad, your sisters, your uncles, your nephews, whoever they are. I'll crawl on my belly. I'll do whatever you want me to do for money. I find that, Phil, to be one of the most...
All right. Well, how do you disagree with the guy, Phil? Because it looks that way to me, too. It looks like you're out there for all the world to go out and say happy birthday to a guy. And it's all for money.
Well, Phil, these are your fans are people that care about you.
I understand they do, man. Look, I say hi to people on Facebook all the time. I say hi to people wherever, all right? The Cameo is a video that I do for people.
Yeah, and it costs money.
Yeah, it costs. It costs money. Because there you are, and you're doing it for all the money.
Jesus, Dickman, you are one weird dude.
I got to agree with that.
Oh, really? So you think Mr. Hall is a fool?
No, I do not think he's a fool. I just think he says the word money. Never mind.
But I agree with Bud. You're out there, and what are you doing? You're doing it for money.
What are you so pissed off about?
I don't know. It just bothers me.
I don't think any of us got into this business, Phil, to watch you lay flat on a floor and point to your rear end and go, park's open.
You really ought to be ashamed of yourself for that.
For what?
Thanks so much, folks. Hey, the weekend's coming up, baby. We have our big Saturday cinema coming up. Tomorrow's an encore show and a world-famous Phil Henry show, but we'll be in touch with you not only through our Saturday cinema. We have a Saturday classic, Elcott, The Next Step. Elcott this Sunday will be reading some of his famous tweets for you.
How exciting.
Well, there's a lot of Elcottia in there. There's a lot of Elcott vocabulary in there he's going to give you an education on. It's all ahead of the world-famous Phil Henry show. If you're in California, I hope you're okay. Stayed dry. I almost said stayed wet.
Yeah, make sure, if you're in California, go outside and get real wet.
Jeez. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Oh, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Good going.